Now, from your WGN Chicago Blackhawks broadcast team, good morning, Troy Murray.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. And you know what? I always forget to ask you about this. Did you wear a helmet when you started playing back in the early 80s?
You know what? The first year that I came in the NHL was the first year that helmets were mandatory.
Oh, so you had to.
Yeah. Guys like Al Secor, Doug Wilson, they were in the league prior to me, and they elected not to wear the helmet basically for the rest of their careers.
You know what? When I see those old highlights of Hall and Makita and everybody, it's incredible that they look naked out there now when you see it.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but you know, for a guy like Bobby Hall, if you had the players of today's sports, you know, that have helmets, you don't, they're not household faces anymore because you can't see them behind the helmet, behind the visors.
Right.
You know, Bobby Hull, everybody knew who Bobby Hull was. Everybody knew what Bobby Hull looked like.
Yeah, that's true.
See, you might have been nicknamed the Golden Jet if you didn't have to wear the helmet.
Well, we're in the same condition now.
Hey, Troy, what do you anticipate will be the role of Vinny Hinostroza in his second tenure with the Blackhawks?
It's a good question. It looks like he might be penciled in for a spot tonight, just according to some of the line combinations that they had yesterday. You know, there's familiarity with him in the organization, and Stan has brought back, you know, several players here in the past that have played with the team prior, bringing Vinny Hinostroza. It's kind of a no-risk depth move that they have. He's not, you know, he's making $1 million, which I'd love to be making $1 million, but, you know, in today's world, it's not something you can't overcome. They have lots of cap space. But, you know, he's a depth player. He brings a lot of energy. Jeremy had him when he was in Rockford, so he knows him from down there. So there's a lot of things that make sense in this deal. He's going to come in here, and he says, I'm not looking for anything free. He says, I'm going to earn everything that I have. And if he gets that opportunity tonight, look for him to supply a lot of energy. He's got great wheels. He can fly around the ice. And even though it hasn't gone the way that he would have hoped it had this year with the Florida Panthers, no points this season and limited action, looking forward for a fresh start here. And we'll see what kind of role he gets.
Kirby Dach has 5 games under his belt now since he came back. And I know he was talking a little bit yesterday about not really worrying about the wrist so much, but do you think it's just a matter of time before he really feels comfortable again out there?
He was explaining it yesterday where it's a 4 to 5 month injury recovery time. He's, you know, in the third month type thing. So he said that, you know, there is issues with it, but the main thing is the doctors have cleared him to play, so there's no risk of re-breaking the injury as it stands. I mean, you got to be smart about it. But it's kind of in my mind, and I talked about it when he first came back. He had a lot of energy in that first game, you know, looked great and everything. But the conditioning and everything else that he has to do to catch up to the level of where these players are and basically the push for a playoff run, tough to, for him to elevate that. And you would expect his energy and his conditioning to fall off a little bit, but then it starts to pick up again. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on here the next couple games. I think that for Kirby, it's timing and just catching up to the play of what's going on. He's made some real nice plays, but I think, you know, if you look at him kind of at the end of the shift, there might not be the energy there that you would see from a normal player who's played all season long. So, I mean, the progression is where it is. He's ahead of time, so let's be happy that he's there.
Yeah. Troy, do you still like to skate for fun?
You know what? I do, but I haven't, since this pandemic, I haven't done it. I haven't skated in well over a year now. And, you know, our alumni skated on every other Friday, but unfortunately for the Blackhawks during a normal season, Fridays are usually on the road or they have a game if they do at home. So I didn't get to join that. But you know, usually a couple times a year with charity games. I'm not involved in any men's league or anything, even though it still is to this day my happy place when I'm out on the ice.
Well, my 16-inch softball group starts in a few weeks. If you want to come out and play that game, you're more than welcome.
The first time I came to Chicago, we were playing a charity softball game, and I brought my glove.
Oh, no.
It was just like, no, kid. And I've never seen 16-inch before.
Yeah, it's unique around here. Makes a great gift because people don't know what the clincher is. Here's the question everybody's asking. Well, okay, are they going to make the playoffs or not?
Well, let's put it this way. If you said at the beginning of the season with how many games left that you'd be right here in a fight for a playoff spot, you'd certainly take it. So even though things haven't gone well here, only 4 wins and I think the last 18 games or whatever it is in regulation, you kind of look at the big picture here. It's going to be tough. I think Nashville is playing extremely well. Their best hockey of the season. Dallas has some games in hand, but they're pushing. So for the Blackhawks, they have to turn it around. Special teams have to be a big difference here. It was the difference maker at the beginning of the season, and now that special teams power play has fallen off a little bit. That needs to pick back up because right now they just, in some ways, they don't have the experience and the depth of Tampa, of Florida, of Carolina, and even Nashville has more established type of players on their roster. Dallas went to the Cup last year, so they may be able to feed off some of that experience that the Blackhawks are using for their youthful energy in this push, but I think they're going to make it interesting. They could get in. It's going to be a tough haul, but these next set of games coming up here against teams that you're either chasing with or a little bit below you in the standings, those are must wins.
Well, the good thing about it, you got with 17 games to go, you have 4 left with Dallas, one of the teams chasing you. You've got some games left with Columbus, one of the teams behind you. You've got 3 left. I think this is good. Troy, 3 left with Nashville. You know, I guess that's is that good or not? But that is one. That's a team that you are chasing. So yeah. You do have a lot of head-to-heads here.
Yeah, and everything in your division is 4 points, so it gets so magnified at this time of season of the year. But in the way that you're talking about it, and that's the fact, they basically control their own destiny. Whether they can get it done or not is the question that everybody's going to ask. But they do have the ability because they are playing all these teams head-to-head that they're fighting for a playoff spot for, and those games are going to make the difference whether they make it or they don't.
Go Hawks. It's Troy Murray, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Let's hope for the best starting tonight, huh?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good talking to you, Troy. He's always optimistic, isn't he, Dave?
Yeah, well, and he that was sort of my point, because if you beat the teams that you're battling for the playoffs and you've got a bunch of those at home, then you can do a lot to help your own cause here. And you don't have a bunch of games with Tampa Bay left, because obviously they had a lot of trouble with Tampa Bay this year.
Boy, did they ever.
Yeah. We'll see how they do.
All right, so tonight, what time's the game?
6:30 pregame tonight. It's Bob Surratt time tonight. 7 o'clock puck drop. Just you like those 6:30 to 7 o'clock starts.
Yeah, that's right. And again, thanks to the Cubs for moving the game to 6:40 for me tonight.